Welcome to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and I am so glad to have you as a part of this journey. Thank you for listening to the program and for writing and staying in touch. You keep me encouraged, and I hope you've been encouraged. You know, oftentimes when I travel, I do an interview from that location, or I call in and give you an update. Well, I was recently able to travel to the great nation of Brazil, and I was not able to call in or give you any kind of report from there because I was so busy. So I decided to give you a report today, but more than just a mission report of what God is doing in Brazil, I want to bring back to you some of the very relevant lessons that I think I brought home with me that certainly changed my perspective, and some lessons that I think will help you. You know, anytime you get out of our own country, out of our own context, you begin to see things a little bit differently. And I think it would be a shame if I didn't share those lessons with you. But I thought I'd give you some idea about the scope and magnitude and the strategic opportunity that you and I have to impact the nation of Brazil. You know, it's the largest country in Latin America. I had no idea that it was so large. It extends so far to the east that it's one time zone further east than the Eastern Standard Time Zone. So I was flying in a direction that I very seldom fly, where the day was actually getting longer. Brazil is known for its soccer. They've won the World Cup in soccer 5 times. It is more of an art there than it is a sport. They're very rhythmic people, and you can see that in the way they play soccer. They have the largest river in both size and amount of water in the world, the Amazon River. They now have what's called one of the new 7 wonders of the world, the beautiful Christ Redeemer statue that overlooks Rio de Janeiro. And it has one of the biggest cities in the world. São Paulo has a huge urbanized area, a population now exceeding 10 million people. It also has the largest rainforest in the world, there in the Amazon jungle. Interestingly enough, due to its strong economy, it was the last country to be affected by the Great Recession, and it's also considered the very first nation that has started to grow economically again, while so many other countries remain affected by this global financial crisis. It's also a part of what's called the Golden BRIC, the BRIC, a group of developing countries that have the largest emerging economies in the world. So it's very strategic to us. I learned many lessons that I want to share with you today. Stay tuned. When we come back, I'll continue with my report from Brazil. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
The Bible says to train up your children in the way they should go, and that includes teaching them God's way of managing money. But how do you make learning the basics about money easy for kids ages 3 and up? Try the ABCs of Money package from Crown Financial Ministries. This package has 2 interactive ways for children to learn what the Bible says about money. First, there's the ABC Learning Bank. With 3 colorful compartments made in the shape of the letters A, B, and C, your kids will learn to give, save, and spend. The package also comes with the ABCs of Handling Money God's Way student workbook. Through a compelling story, simple Bible studies, and fun hands-on activities, your kids will learn not only about money, but also some important things about God. Help create the right financial habits in your children by investing in their future with the ABCs of Money package. It's available at crown.org or call 1-800-722-1976.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Today I'm sharing with you my report from the recent trip to Brazil. I gave you some very interesting facts about the country and why it's so strategic. I left off explaining that it's a part of what many people call the Golden BRIC. These are the largest emerging economies in the world. Of course, Brazil is the B, R is Russia, I is India, and the C is for China. So the Golden BRIC are those economies which are growing rapidly and are expected to soon be major players in the future. So it was fascinating to be there and to see how diverse and fast-growing the Brazilian economy really is. They have a bright future. And they can have a tremendous influence on the growth and the spread of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we are privileged as a ministry to have a wonderful partner within Brazil and to be serving the great people that I was able to meet. But there's also problems in Brazil. They have some great challenges that they must confront, and they're challenges that I believe can only be solved through the spread of the gospel. 45% of all the marriages in Brazil end in divorce. Now, that's slightly lower than the divorce rate in America, but still, that is a staggering amount of divorce, and it's causing many, many social problems. Also, 85%, it's estimated, 85% of the population experience some form of financial bondage. Their average GDP per year is around $10,000. So we have an annual GDP much, much higher than that here in America. So the standard of living is still low. And because this phenomenon of economic growth and prosperity and debt and credit is relatively new, they're still going through some major adjustments with dealing with finances. Another serious problem is that corruption is widespread, and they find it very difficult to stop. It is going to be the major issue that holds that nation back from true prosperity and financial growth, and it cannot be addressed apart from the gospel of Christ. So today I want to share with you my experiences and lessons from traveling to this great country, and also provide you with some photographs of my trip. If you want to follow along online, you can go to crown.org, and under Money Life, you'll see related content. And I've posted some of the pictures that I took. Now, I'm not a good photographer. Most of these were taken with my phone, and they're very real and undoctored, so you'll feel like you've been there with me. So please feel free to go to crown.org and follow along. Now, our partner in Brazil, they're not staff members. They're actually all volunteers who fund all of the outreach themselves. The ministry partner is called University of the Family, and it's a conglomerate of four separate ministries that are combined by this one leader who unified these four ministries into a single outreach 21 years ago because he had a heart and a passion to serve the people of his nation to try to save the family. Now, we've been a partner with University of the Family for over 10 years, and they work through volunteers, and last year that ministry reached over 60,000 people in the nation of Brazil. And 4 years ago, they began hosting a family conference with the sole purpose of reaching the next generation. Now, very seldom in this country do you and I have ministry-related activities that we do together as a family. And one of the real reasons I wanted to go there was not only to serve our partner and to help them to grow and expand and to reach more people with Crown's message and tools, but also to learn from them, to find out what they were doing. And they invest a great deal of their time and energy and effort in putting on this family conference because they believe two very important things. First of all, children are the change agents in the home. Isn't that true? If they can reach the children, they believe the children will be the ones that bring good news into the family, new behaviors, new ideas that will help transform the family from within. So often parents are busy, they're difficult to reach, they're preoccupied, they're caught up in their own problems, and the children have available time. So by investing in the children, discipling them, they go home and get excited to share with their parents what they're learning. Also, they know that those children will be the future leaders of their ministries. And if they're not investing in them, then the ministry cannot continue into the future. So it's a brilliant strategy. And here's what I learned from that. What are you and I doing to reach the entire family unit? What kind of activities are we doing together so the children can see the parents in action, so they can see their mom and dad excited about the gospel, growing and learning themselves and applying God's truth in their own life? And what can we do in our own country to serve those around us who are hurting in the family unit? How can God use us to reach out to our neighbors? And are we challenging our young people today to be the future leaders of ministry tomorrow? And I'm not speaking of becoming missionaries or pastors or going to seminary or going overseas, but to be the future leaders prepared to serve those around them in whatever context they may be in, to serve those around them with the good news of the gospel. That's why I love their model, and it worked so very well. In fact, their conference drew over 2,400 people to the event, and most of them saved for 12 months to be able to afford to travel to the event and pay for their own food and lodging and for the cost of attending. So they're highly committed, and for them, this is the highlight of the year, to get to be together with the body of Christ. Now, here's the second thing I learned. While we were there, we were able to give two of the keynote addresses. And in those keynote addresses, I was able to premiere the God Provides film series in Portuguese. We showed them The Widow and the Oil and Abraham and Isaac, and they got so excited about the messages in those films. And the very next question was, how quickly can we get to use those in our ministry? One of the things I learned was watching the youth respond to Abraham and Isaac. Teen pregnancy is a huge problem in their culture, just like it is here. And when they watched that story, they saw a very nice-looking young man portraying Isaac that they could relate to. In other words, the teens were all tuned into him. And they watched him respect and obey and submit to the will of his father. And they were really taken by it because it demonstrated a picture to them of what it means to be submissive, to be humble, and to follow the will of the family. And from my perspective, I never really thought about how powerful that story is to a young person that can portray the proper behavior of a godly person who is still very young. So it was meaningful to me, it was meaningful to them, and the launch was hugely successful. They were touched by the stories and wanted to know how they could spread them throughout that great nation. Well, today I'll continue with my report on Brazil when we come back. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
A successful business in a challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes wisdom. The kind of wisdom that can only come from the time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills found in the Bible. Authored by financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring, borrowing and lending, tithing on business income, and much more. Whether you're a startup, an established firm, or you work for someone else, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you with wisdom from God's Word. To purchase your copy of Business by the Book or to learn more about other business tools and resources, go to crown.org. That's crown.org. Or call us at 1-800-722-1976. Begin building a biblical foundation for business success today.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. So glad to have you with us today, and I hope that you're benefiting from this report on lessons learned from Brazil. I want to thank you for allowing me to travel on your behalf as our partner to represent Crown and God's kingdom and our work throughout that great nation. I was treated so very well and was personally blessed, and I just wanted to share some of those lessons with you that I brought back with me. You know, I was on the platform there, and I was able to speak to a very large audience. But probably what impacted me much more than that was during the breakout sessions and during the hallway time and when there was just downtime in the cafeteria or walking across the campus of this great facility. I talked to many, many, many people. Couples would come up and want to ask questions. I made myself available to pray with them. And so I got very close to where people were hurting. I heard their testimonies, what God had done in their life, and I realized just how much pain that couples were having over their finances. And in many cases, the issue wasn't really their finances. It was their inability to agree on their finances. And I saw that as a common theme, and I was asked to give counseling and advice right on the spot. And I wrote down some of the things that came to my mind as I was counseling these couples, and I thought I should share them with you if you find yourself in that same situation. One couple came to me and shared that they were just always angry with each other and fighting, and their voices were elevated. And so I looked at this couple right in the eyes, and I gave them some biblical advice. I said, obey the scripture that says, do not let the sun go down on your anger so as to give the devil a foothold. This anger will go away if you will deal with it before you go to bed and sleep on it. It doesn't get better with time. So make a commitment to one another that if you're angry, that you will deal with it. I said also, try to be the very first in your family to apologize. So often we each begin to expect an apology, and because we're withholding that from each other, then the anger begins to layer up and to build up and to grow and to fester and to take root and to become much bigger than it really should be. And so often we allow hurt feelings to become something major. And many times it's just a hurt feeling that causes a marriage to begin to crumble. Another couple, I said, do not use your mouth to tear down any longer. God said that salt water and fresh water should not flow from our mouth. So use your mouth only to build up, to say the things that will be helpful. And when I said that, I had no idea who in the family was speaking harshly or with anger. But the woman began to cry because she had been so bruised and wounded by her husband. And standing right there in front of this large group of people, but in the privacy of our conversation, this man apologized to his wife. And I think it may have been years since he had ever apologized for being rude or curt or just verbally abusive towards her. And they began to solve it right there on the spot. In another case, I said to the wife, you need to show respect for your husband's opinion. He's trying very hard to lead you, and you refuse to believe his input when it comes to finances. You want your own way. And if you will not respect him, he is not going to lead your family. He's going to drop out. He's going to withdraw. And if you will show him respect, he will do a wonderful job. Another case, I said to the man, you need to listen to your wife. You're hard-headed and you're stubborn and you're difficult, and you need to submit and you need to stop demanding your own way and giving your opinion about everything. And listen to her, because God has given her wisdom, and that's how the two of you will become one. Now, those were all very direct interactions, but I realized how many of us need to be reminded that the Bible is so practical and relevant to those issues. So if Satan is having his way in your marriage, remember those four things. Those are probably some key issues that if you will deal with them, then your marriage can become much stronger. Here's another lesson that I learned while I was there. The Brazilians want to get a Portuguese version of the money map. Why? Because they like process. They like knowing what to do next. They like seeing the next step. They like setting goals. So they ask us to work with them to adapt the money map for the nation of Brazil. And I was so encouraged by that. In fact, they said one day, copies of the Portuguese money map will be translated into the tribal language and reach all the way into the Amazon jungles. And you will see on the Crown website some of the pictures with the volunteers who serve in the Amazon area. Now, here's another lesson that I learned while in Brazil. The founder of University of the Family shared with me that his life verse is Matthew 5:5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Now, this man is incredibly meek. In fact, the way he contextualized that verse, he said, the only fight I ever want to be in is a fight for unity. I never want to be in a fight that will divide or hurt or harm. He said, because God works through unity. And when we humble ourselves and assume the role of the meek person, then God can use that. God is most glorified when we seek unity. And so I will not be in fights or quarrels or challenges if it does not involve fighting to bring people together in unity. And what was so fascinating to me was the diversity of the culture in Brazil. In our opening session, he asked if you're of Italian descent to stand, Japanese, African, Portuguese, German. If you're of tribal descent, will you please stand? And I was so amazed at the diversity of cultures in that vast, vast country. But they were all united. And it was a beautiful picture of his leadership, of being a humble servant, a meek servant, and leading God's people into unity, regardless of their cultural background. Well, there are a few other lessons that I learned that I want to share with you. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more on my report from Brazil.
Handling money God's way can be filled with challenges, and many questions can come up along the way. Wouldn't you like to have someone you can turn to when you're not sure what to do next? Well, you do. A Money Map coach from Crown Financial Ministries. Money Map coaches work one-on-one with you to develop a spending plan, get out of debt, and practically apply other biblical principles of stewardship to your everyday finances. Your coach will be with you each step of the way to help you make healthy, long-term improvements in your finances. Money Map coaching is available in person in many areas and everywhere online. Either way, you'll get personal attention that's confidential and free. To find out what's offered in your area or to become a Money Map coach yourself, call 1-800-722-1976 or visit crown.org. Get connected with a Crown Money Map coach today. Call 1-800-722-1976 or go to crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. I hope you've been blessed by some of these lessons that I brought back in my heart from my trip to Brazil, and that you will apply some of these things in your own situation, and you will especially develop a heart and a passion to reach the youth in our culture. Also, that Matthew 5:5 verse, I want you to really contemplate that. Think about this. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. And a meek person is one who has power. But they don't use it for their own benefit. They use it to serve others and to build up others. And God has given all of us through His Holy Spirit power. And He said, those who use that power for my kingdom and my body and my glory, those are the ones who will inherit the earth. And I could just see a picture of that in Brazil, that you and I are a part of the tapestry, this vast body of Christ that's woven together into one single garment. And He is the picture in that tapestry. And none of us are big deals. We're each called to be meek, willing to serve the other people who are woven into His body. One of the people there came up to me and said, you know, your Portuguese is terrible. And I laughed and agreed. Not only is my Portuguese terrible, I said, my English is terrible as well. It's no wonder my Portuguese is bad. So we were having a laugh about that through a translator. And then this person looked at me and shook my hand and said, but you speak the universal language of love. And I heard you loud and clear. You know, God calls all of us to love one another and to serve each other. And that Matthew 5:5 verse is so important for each of us to remember. You may be listening right now, and God has entrusted much to you. Serve other people with His love. Make yourself nothing. Do not use your power for your own gain, but use your power, your strength, your resources, what God's entrusted to you, to be an active servant in this beautiful tapestry that we call the body of Christ. And I want to thank each of you for being our financial partners. You allowed me to travel to Brazil to serve God's people there. You allow us as Crown Financial Ministries to serve those who are strong and those who are weak, those who are rich and those who are poor. You allow us to serve black, white, brown, or even mixed cultures and races. You allow us to serve those who are young and those who are old. And you allow us to serve those who speak English and those who speak Portuguese and those who speak at least 80 other languages around the world because of your partnership. And millions are coming to know Christ and following His principles as faithful stewards because of you. Thank you for allowing me to serve you and to serve the body of Christ. It is a pleasure to be in partnership with you. You've been listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be back again next time.